two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is The Starting Lineup, presented by Peach Windows and Doors.
Gotta love it!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, I had a chance to sit in a meeting. Other members of the media were there with Jim Olson. It was good to see our buddy Jim again. Good dude. But delivered some unfortunate news in the short term for Utah Jazz fans. Over the last 2 weeks, the Jazz have finally been able to enter into a negotiation time to figure out a new TV distribution deal, whether it be with AT&T or somebody else that will involve pay-per-view and streaming and better distribution to everybody who wants to see Jazz games. As of right now, it's not great. And last season certainly was not great, as Dish Network, a couple of weeks before the season, announced that they were no longer carry any regional sports networks. So the Jazz fans, like myself, and I believe like Lloyd as well, who had Dish, had to pivot and pay some extra, a few bucks a month to go get, was it Fubo? Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of the late window that is just open for the Jazz to be able to negotiate a new contract, there is no new opportunities for you to watch Jazz games as opposed to what you had last year. Everything you had last year is the same as this year. Now that's going to change.
That sucks.
For the 2023-2024 season. And I do think there's going to be some really cool and innovative and exciting ways to watch Jazz games. But Jazz fans, I don't think are too overly happy about that right now. I think they will be a year from now. But as of right now, what you had to deal with last year is still on the table for this upcoming season.
You do think, though, that it was said by Jim Olson that we have the exact same platforms that we had last
year. Yes. Yep.
Through this entire season.
Correct.
So, Jazz fans, good news is you're not going to be missing a championship-level basketball team. And you've got just a little bit of a breathing window with a team that, you know, maybe you're not tuning in every night because it's a must-watch team. This is going to be a tank it, try to lose it, and try to rebuild it type season. So that's one piece of good news here. But it's bad news across the board knowing that so many people are going to be scrambling to buy these live producers like Fubo and other options, if there are other options out there. I do have DirecTV, so I'm able to watch the AT&T net. Did he talk anything about the broadcast itself, Scotty?
No, the broadcast itself is going to stay the same, as far as I know. There's no changes to the individual broadcast itself. That will remain the same, and I think it's obviously with Bowler and Booner and everybody else do a tremendous job. So the individual broadcast doesn't change. And
that's good.
And while it, at least nothing was touched on in terms of that, and I talked to a few people behind the scenes that don't anticipate anything changing in terms of that. But I do think that it's important to know, because I tweeted this out and a lot of people are obviously upset. And this has been a hot button topic for the Jazz for many, many years. But just to give you a background, because Jeremy Castro is a good friend of mine. He hired me with the Jazz back in 2007, and he was, and Chris Baum and a lot of other people were really actively involved in this contract with AT&T back in 2009. And I think it's important to take a step back, because we look at the situation right now and we're like, wow, this stinks and it's not great. And it does. It stinks and it's not great. Everybody's willing to admit that. But if you go back to 2009, and Jim was kind enough to show some numbers at this impromptu meeting we had earlier today, that there were 100 million people that were paying for TV back in 2011, 2012. I mean, you had 100 million households, not people, I'm sorry, 100 million households that had pay TV. Now that number is well under 80 million. You had nearly 25% of your market loss because people are cutting the cords and looking for other ways to consume TV with Netflix and Hulu and everything else that's out there. So there has been a monstrous loss of those households. These services really didn't exist at the level they are now when the Jazz signed this contract in 2009. And
smart TVs didn't really exist.
And so when you go back in time and you realize the amount of money that the Jazz were able to, amount of revenue the Jazz were able to pick up when they signed that long-term contract with AT&T and move away from having games on KJazz TV, the amount of revenue it brought in was franchise-altering at that point. Now, if you're hindsight being 2020, I'm sure the Jazz would love to hop in the DeLorean and go back in time and tell everybody, don't sign a 12-year contract, sign a 5-year contract or a 7-year or whatever the case is.
Which wouldn't have been an option.
Which probably wasn't an option at that point.
There's not a chance.
But when the Jazz got locked into a long-term contract, and over this last decade, we have seen monumental shifts in how people consume TV and how they consume games and how they want to consume their digital entertainment. And that made this current deal obsolete about 4 or 5 years ago. And the Jazz have had to just kind of wait and wait and wait. A lot of people are like, hey, they've had options to get out of it. Jim was asked about that specifically, and he said that our ability to have the conversations that we're having right now to completely innovate and change our TV contract, we have not had the ability to do that until about 2 weeks ago. So there's no way you can get something new in place by October. It's just, that's not going to happen. So, again, everybody's got to bite the bullet for next season. And hope that in 2023, 2024, the Jazz will have the ability to stream their games. They'll have a better distribution channels. Like, I have little doubt in my mind.
When you say the Jazz, you're saying running independently? Because I felt like the NBA is trying to get more hold on their product and make it more of a collective product instead of an individual product.
I don't think that's going to be the case. And Jim mentioned that a little bit because everybody's on their own individual contracts.
Yeah, see, this is bizarre to me.
I think the league probably wouldn't mind doing something like that, like what MLS did and take over all the local broadcasts. But you have to understand, people are on different contracts. There are some people that got into a new contract 2 years ago. The Jazz are coming out of their contract. Other people have just signed 7-year contracts. So I don't think there's any way for the NBA to come in and blow out everybody's contract and take ownership out of everything.
That would be, I would imagine, it'd be really difficult.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that wishes that they would, so we could get level distribution. What I worry about is if the NBA does come in and grab it as a collective and try to distribute it equally and with full opportunity, my worry is that they'll mess with the local broadcast.
Yeah.
And messing with the local broadcast, to me, is a huge no-no, because I do not want national names sitting there talking about the Jazz team. When I tune in and I hear Bowler and I hear Thurl talking about this team, it resonates, because the next day I typically jump on air and I'm talking about some of the intricacies of the Jazz, not the NBA. And these NBA personalities that come in and take over some things, it might be a little bit different. I don't know how the NFL does it with their
with
their broadcasting and distribution.
Yeah, and frankly, there's probably some NFL owners that would love to be able to carve out their own TV deal. Like if you're the Rams or but they got every – and there's only 17 games.
Right, 17 games as compared to 82.
I don't think there'd be any way that you would see the Buss family or the Golden State Warriors owners say, yeah, you know what, let's bring it all under one umbrella and we'll share all the money evenly, because – the revenue discrepancy is enormous between some NBA teams. And so I doubt we would ever get to that point. I don't see that ever being the case. But what I do see is that the Utah Jazz being innovative in terms of, and this is me speculating here a little bit, where you work out a traditional, whether it be, you know, AT&T or whoever is distributing your games via DirecTV and Dish Network and all that other stuff, and then you hold on to your pay-per-view rights. And imagine the Jazz, because they do produce their own games. Not every NBA team produces their own games, but the Jazz with Travis Henderson and a great staff, they produce their own games. And I think the Jazz look at that and say, could say, hey, you know what? We'll provide our own distribution network, and we'll set up our own way to watch games and our own pay-per-view network, that if you want to buy an individual game, it's the Jazz and the Lakers at home, then you can give us $3.99 and you can watch that game. I think there's some really cool revenue opportunities here and some things that the Jazz fans could take advantage of. Again, it's going to be a while, but Ryan Smith, if Ryan Smith's about innovation, and we all know he is, now's the time to have some fun with this.
I'm actually putting out a poll question just out of curiosity about smart TVs. And I know that there's other ways to get the content, but I just put out a poll question. Do you own a smart TV or have access to one? Very simple. Do you own a smart TV or have access to one? Because as we watch these cord cutters, most of these cord cutters, we see, as you mentioned, the numbers drop from 100 million down to 80 million. Or, you know, you're losing 20-25% of your households. You're really seeing those things drop. Well, that tells me that people are boosting on technology and they're getting their products through YouTubes and other avenues. And I do think the Jazz need to make all of their content as available as they can through those things. But I still think that there's a portion. So, Scotty, I just put out this poll. I've got 25 votes already, and 92% say yes.
Yeah.
That they've got the smart TV or access to a smart TV. So you're going to have a huge, huge portion of people that are going to find a different way to consume these games. It's much like we're watching things change in the world of radio. And Scotty, you, Lloyd, myself, we've had to evolve.
Yeah.
Quite a bit on, you know, what we do with some live original podcasting stuff and, you know, getting some other content put out on social media. And we've had to evolve. It's not just the three of us relying on cars that are out on the road or people that are just coming out of their workplace to go grab a bite of lunch, flipping on the radio to listen to us. That's not how we're consumed. And so I could see the Jazz knowing that exact same thing, saying, this isn't about getting to the DirecTV and Dish customers. This is about really reaching out to everybody that has any type of technology access. And smart TVs, they're prevalent. So let's see, just really quick. This thing has already jumped up to 45 votes. 96% saying yes. Everybody's got access to a smart TV.
Smart TV or a
Fire Stick.
Yeah. What's the one? I use a Roku. A lot of people have Apple TVs. I mean, yeah, it's just the way that
everybody has it.
Yeah.
And well, and you've got to make it accessible. I don't know, you know, individual game basis, that's strange to me. But and maybe that's the case. Maybe you do buy it. I mean, maybe it is available I think I heard you say $3.99 or something.
And by the way, that's me just throwing out numbers. I don't know. But I do think that's everything's on the table. And if there's one thing that was discussed today, everything is on the table for the Jazz. And I think they want to give Jazz fans as much flexibility to watch as little or as often as they want. And I think that there's some really cool opportunities. Now, again, I'm not trying to be, you know, look, I'm not a Jazz employee anymore. You're not. It's been that case for a year. So I'm not blowing smoke here. I'm just saying that, yeah, it sucks this year. It sucked last year. It stinks this year. 100% right.
The product is awesome.
The product, yes.
Being able to
get
it.
Yeah, let me. Bowler is awesome. Thurl is awesome.
Awesome.
Everybody on that crew, Travis and the rest of the crew, they do a tremendous job. So the product is great. Yes. But the distribution stunk last year, and it will stink again this year. There's no getting around that. But I do think if there is a silver lining to this, is that Jim Olsen mentioned that this is his number one priority. Like, this is his number one priority
right now.
As the president of the Utah Jazz. He said this is taking up more of my time than anything else, and this is where his utmost attention is right now.
Just so Jazz fans don't get all scatterbrained on us, he's the president. I can guarantee you Danny Ainge has a different vision of importance. But I understand Jim Olsen saying that this is priority number one.
Yeah.
Priority number one for Danny Ainge is trying to put together product and roster.
Danny Ainge is the basketball guy. Jim Olsen's the business guy.
Exactly. So I don't want people to be like, you're telling me the president of the Jazz is more focused on putting together a roster and finalizing a Donovan Mitchell trade? No, that's not what his job is. Jim Olsen's job is he's responsible for these ends of things. And in the past, Jim has been extremely successful with whatever he touches. He was the one that was spearheading the renovations to Vivint Arena.
Yep.
To the Larry H. Miller building. He's the one that spearheaded that whole thing. And look how great he did with all of the different VIP levels and everything they did in that arena. It's incredible. So I've got full faith in Jim and his ability to put together a product of distribution. By the time the Jazz are good again, that's good when you're going to want the distribution. I kind of feel like the Jazz are looking at it like, I think we might have bought ourselves a year. I think we bought ourselves a year.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want as many people to be able to see it this year, but you wait until we got Victor Wembanyama. Then everybody's going to want to see that product.
It's a strange, and I asked Jim this earlier today too, because of the 12-year contract, are you more inclined to sign a shorter year contract? And he's like, everything's on the table at this point, because what was a great deal in 2009 is a horrible deal in 2022. What could be a great deal in 2022 might be a horrible deal in 2030. And he said, yeah, we're looking at everything and everything's available, because who knows what the next shift of consumption for sports will be. And here's the other thing to keep an eye on. And I talked a little bit about this with Jim, is you see Amazon getting involved with the NFL. Mm-hmm. Apple TV's in with Major League Baseball and the NFL as well. Could those services come in on an individual team basis? So could the Jazz sign a contract with Apple TV? We know that, honestly, Ryan Smith and Tim Cook are good friends.
Yeah.
And so you might see an exclusive, an exclusive streaming service with the Utah Jazz and Apple TV or Amazon. Those individual entities could come in and cut individual deals with individual teams. Not a whole league.
Which is shocking when you're talking about one of the greatest professional leagues in the entire world. It's one of the greatest professional organizations in the entire world, the NBA. And we're talking about a part of the NBA is able to negotiate separate from the NBA as an entity. Which that's not that way with the NFL.
No.
Now, it is 82 games. It's a completely different story. You're broadcasting 17.
And it is that way with Major League Baseball, too.
Which way?
That they cut individual
deals. Yeah. So I like those opportunities, but there's a real part of me that wishes the 30 teams that come together with the NBA, the NBA would put together some type of a broadcasting product that they could take to every platform, every single platform. And say, you've got access to this. This is how we're going to do it. If you get a season buy, it's X amount to you. If you get a pay-per-view buy, it's X amount to you. If somebody gets a subscription, we get an X amount. But take it so that it's everywhere. DirecTV, yeah. Dish, on every streaming service. If anything, that, you know, whether it's Hulu or Fubo or any of those live sports broadcasting platforms, put it across the board so everybody can look at it and say, all right, is it worth $34 for the Jazz season? Yeah, it is. Click. And now I've got it on my broadcasting.
You're going to have to go way higher than $34.
How high are we talking?
Well, to buy an individual, a full individual season, probably $200, $250.
$200 for 82 broadcasts? I'd pay that quick. I'd pay that easy. Now, I'm sure, like, if you're a DirecTV subscriber, it's just part of your subscription package.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a Fubo subscriber, then it's part of your subscription package.
Yeah.
But you have an option on YouTube Red or whatever it is. Actually, that's a subscription. You got an option somewhere digitally to be able to buy a game and throw it up on your TV. It's just the world of distribution is it's so different. Like I was telling you, Scotty, I took a TV out to my fireplace last year and had just a little, little stick that threw a game over to the stick, and all I did was plug the TV in. I had the stick by the fireplace outside and watched Monday Night Football. It was like some type of DirecTV distributor or something. It was wireless. So people can get it.
They demand that, and they're demanding that right now.
However they want.
It's not just a cool thing to have. It went from like, that's nice, that's neat that I can do that, now to I demand that I be able to do that.
Got to have it.
And the Jazz know that, and they're going to get there. It will be next season, or this season after this upcoming season, but they'll get there. It stinks.
The 2023 season is going to have a new distribution system.
Yes. Yep. It will be in place for the 23-24 season. The other question is, and I think the Jazz want to get this. Now, these are very detailed and complicated and lengthy conversations. This isn't something you can just throw together overnight, or the Jazz would have it ready for October. This is going to take months and months and months. But I do think the Jazz probably, and again, this is me speculating, this wasn't part of the conversation, I do think the Jazz want to get this announced as soon as possible. They don't want to wait until July of 2023 to announce this. I think they would love to announce it in the middle of this upcoming season. Mm-hmm. So Jazz fans, when they're paying the $60, $70 a month for Fubo and are cranky about it, then they're like, okay, well, I just have a few more months of this, and then I'm going to get through it, and it's going to be okay.
300 votes so far in just a couple of minutes here on this Twitter poll. 300 votes. The question is, do you own a smart TV or have access to one? 92% saying yes. Everybody can stream.
Yeah.
So even if it's not directly DirecTV related, but it is a fantastic streaming option or multiple streaming options that people can access for a reasonable cost. I will say, I know what you had to go through to get the Jazz broadcast. I know it's your job and you're at a lot of the games like I am, but you need that package, and that package was – but that was monthly, right?
Yeah, it was monthly, but it was pricey. I mean, I think I spent $65 a month for that, and because I also need the ability to DVR it so I can go back and review it. It's not just watching it, but I've got to be able to access it to be able to go through and break down a game and look at individual plays and things like that. So,
did you cut the service after the season?
Oh, yeah, immediately. In fact, I got mad, not immediately, because I let it go a month, and when I saw it hit the bank account, I was like, gosh, damn it. They got another month out of me. That was only a D word. That wasn't a big one.
I know.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.